You know what that music means. It means American Radio is in the house. 5 o'clock, WHPC, WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan, your host for the next hour. Heidi Morales Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host as well. Also here for the next hour. Of course, on Wednesdays, we call the show How... Oh, no, that's Fridays, how we call it How Music Changed. On Wednesdays, we just call it American Radio. When we look at albums, some of our favorites of all time, we've been playing a very long series as of late of alternative albums. A lot of them were non-English-speaking albums as well, which was a bit unusual. Well, we move right back today to popular albums, the popular side of things, the top 500 of the top 40 list. And this album is number 266 in that list, if you do things chronologically. Just that we're more than halfway through this. This is a double album, so we're going to need 2 weeks to cover this one. It's Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. We're going to play part one today. And it's a number one album in its time, released in September of 1976. Now, as far as I'm concerned, without any doubt, Stevie Wonder was one of the most influential artists of the 1970s. And Songs in the Key of Life represents the apotheosis of his career. On this very generous double album, he reaches a creative pinnacle that cemented his legacy, probably for all time. This may sound like exaggeration, but if you really and honestly reviewed the 10-year period between 1967 and 1976, I'd say you'd be crazy if you didn't acknowledge Stevie Wonder as the most influential album artist of that remarkably creative era. Think about that. It seems that present-day musicians underestimate Stevie Wonder, or on the other hand, they have stolen so much from him that they'd rather not admit it. But if you look back with an honest and discerning eye, you'd have to be deaf to miss the stunning importance of his relevance. And keep in mind that before his absolute dominance of the album era, he was also one of Motown's most reliable singles artists. It's really a lot to wrap your head around, but stop worrying and just listen, because Songs in the Key of Life speaks for itself. Before we get started, I just tell like a 30-second story that happened. With that snowstorm, before that snowstorm happened, Heidi and I had to go to a memorial service for a friend in Louisiana. And I knew I had to cover this album, so I had printed out something like, I don't know, 40 or 50 pages of stuff that I wanted to take in information so I would have talking points for this record. And I brought them onto the plane with me and put them in that pocket in front of the seat with me. And I was reading something else. I'm listening with my headphones to a bunch of things. And then it was time to get off the plane. I got off the plane. And of course, I remembered that I left all my notes on the airplane. So I don't have any of that stuff at all. And as it turns out, I wouldn't have been able to do it anyway, because this is a really, really long album. So I'm going to be doing almost no talking from this point on, except to maybe introduce the tunes. So we'll start back to back with two tracks. The leadoff track is called Love's in Need of Love Today. We'll let that segue into Have a Talk with God. But with the title track, the leadoff track, Love's in Need of Love Today, Stevie said this. I had the concept in mind for that, to say that love, for love to be effective, it has to be fed. Love by itself is hollow. When I was finished recording the song, I listened to the playback and realized that the song was perfect to open the album, to set the entire tone. It's still emotional for me. When I performed it in New York recently, I broke down. I've seen people come and go and live and die, cry and laugh. It all came rushing back. It's a long song, but let it have its time, and then we'll segue that into Have a Talk with God.
Evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say couldn't mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and little.
Track Have a Talk with God was
might make you change your ways.
That's sort of the point. I think Stevie is going deep on this album, very deep. He's trying to be very influential, at least in terms of being spiritual. But that song was co-written with his brother Calvin Hardaway. I can't believe this piece of information, but 130 people worked on this album. And yet, Stevie's the type of guy that likes to do everything. So, I mean, he could have done this whole thing by himself, but there would still be 129 other people who he'd somehow figure out how to give credit to because they helped him in one way or another. I mean, I'm sure that they did provide a lot of different, there's a lot of famous people who did work on the record, like George Benson and Minnie Riperton, Denise Williams, Herbie Hancock. But most of what you're hearing is Stevie's work. All right, the next track up is a song called Village Ghetto Land, and that's going to segue into a pretty cool instrumental called Contusion.
Would you like to go with me down my dead end street? Would you like to come with me to Village Ghetto Land? See the people lock their doors while robbers laugh and steal. Beggars watch and eat their meals from garbage glass is everywhere. It's a bloody scene. Killing plagues the citizens unless they own police. Children play with rusted cars. Swords cover their hands. Politicians laugh and drink, drunk to all demands. Families buying dog food now. Starvation roams the street. Babies die before they're born, infected by the greed. Now some folks say that we should be glad for what we have. Tell me, would you be happy? Village Ghetto Land. Village Ghetto Land.
A little jazz funk instrumental there called Contusion. It's funny because this album, which is rife with hits, starts off, we got this far, with none of the songs up to this point being a hit. But that changes drastically right now with the next track. The next song would be the third single released from the album, and all of which went to number one, this song as well. And it's a song that I'm sure you're going to recognize. It's called Sir Duke. It's a song, obviously, about Duke Ellington. It's a jazz funk masterpiece that had the entire world dancing. So we'll just play this to the end, and then we'll come back before we play another track.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, left to A, when the people start to move. Pioneers, the time will not allow us to forget now. But there's Basie Miller, Satchmo, and the King of all Sir Duke. And with a voice like Ella's ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
Of that song never gets old. And it never, ever will get old. It's just amazing. That's the end of side one. So there you go. Now we flip over our vinyl record. We're only going to hear side one and two this week. We're going to have to save the other half for when we come back on Wednesday. But as you flip it over, voila, we find another hit single. It was actually, in this case, the lead single from the album, the first song. It was interesting because what they were doing was the radio stations would actually, Stevie gave the tracks out to a lot of radio stations, and they would like have a contest to see who would, voting for what song they thought would be the best song to be the single. And this is the song that won. Stevie said this about the song. He goes, "The day I wrote it was a Saturday, the day of a Motown picnic in the summer of 1976. God, I remember that because I was having this really bad toothache. It was ridiculous. I had such a good time, though, at the picnic that I went to Crystal Recording Studio right afterward, and the vibe came right to my mind. Running at the picnic, the contests, we all participated. It was a lot of fun. And from that came the I wish vibe. Like, I wish it could be like this all the time." Says, "I originally tried to incorporate a lot of cosmic type stuff, spiritual stuff, but I couldn't do that because the music was too much fun. The words didn't have the fun of the track. I couldn't come up with anything stronger than the chorus. I just wish that those days would come back once more." Because thank goodness we didn't change that. By the way, you listen to WHBC, WHBC HD, Garden City, New York. Here's I Wish.
In my only world.
those songs back to back. This album debuted at number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart, and it stayed there for 13 weeks, if I'm correct. Yeah, 13 consecutive weeks at the top of the charts. It was the first time that an American artist ever debuted at number one, by the way. And with hits like this, you can, I mean, these hits, they still sound fresh. It's great. This album does not age. All right, the next track wasn't a single, not a hit single, but it was a B-side eventually on for his next album. When he released the song I Ain't Gonna Stand For It in 1980, he put this song on the B-side. It's called Knocks Me Off My Feet. What's interesting is it was recorded and became a hit for Donnell Jones, Tevin Campbell, and Luther Vandross. All three of them recorded this song and had pretty good hits with it, too. Here's Stevie with the B-side. Knocks me off my feet.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head. Told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but there's something about your love that makes me. Your love and makes me weak and knocks me off my feet, knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna bore you with it. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't wanna bore you.
We're clipping them at the end because they all flow over. Like, it's what it does. Like I said, it's a really tight album. The songs move along very quickly. Okay, this Knocks Me Off My Feet is followed by a track called Pastime Paradise, which is interesting. You might not have known this if you'd heard the song before, but that bell thing that's happening in the background is a group of Hare Krishna musicians. And also, they're performing eventually toward the end with the West Angeles Church of God. They culminate to play together. Stevie's trying to make a point, basically saying that Western culture, more or less, works hard and plays hard. But are we working for a better future in this world? That's what he's really asking us. It's called Pastime Paradise.
Spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Been wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance, so disgrace. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many? Gracefulation, consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, information to the evils of the world. Been spending most of their lives living in the future. Sorrows lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, a grace relation, consolation. Verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, stimulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives.
I don't remember the year, but I do definitely have a version of that track by Coolio, who had a hit with it when he changed it to Gangsta's Paradise. It was like some about 25, 30 years ago now, I guess. All right, there's two tracks left on side two. We'll play them back to back. First one up is called Summer Soft, and we'll let that segue into Ordinary Pain, which is actually a two-part song. It's pretty elaborate. Now we'll let that finish up. We'll see if we're lucky enough to have time for a bonus track.
Summer soft wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her grace. Morning rain gently plays her rhythms on your windowpane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change to bring rain or sunshine.
that he wants to be your friend. But not waiting for your answer, he begins forcing danger's way with his breeze. Morning's now, plans to have a winter ball for you to throw. But just wear one, he never lets you know. If it's no or clear days, you'll find. And so you wait to see what he'll do. Is it sun? It's no fault to you. But it breaks your heart in two. Cause you've been fooled by April. And he's gone. And
this record is so generous that not only is it a double album, but it came with a free 7-inch record, but not a 45 RPM. It played at 33 and a third, so it could have two songs on each side. So you basically, you got four bonus songs, which is really like saying you got two solid hours of music on the album. I'm not going to have time to play. I wanted to play both on one side and then both on the other side, you know, for the following week when we cover part two. I'm not going to have time for that. So what the track I'm going to skip for now, unless I get lucky next week, is Saturn, and we'll go out with the bonus track called Ebony Eyes. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
She's a Miss Beautiful, a girl that others wish that they could be. If the seven wonders of the world, and I know she's got to be number one. She's a girl that can't be beat. Pretty girl with ebony eyes. She's the sunflower of nature's seed. A girl that some men only find in their dreams. When she smiles, it seems the stars all know. Cause one by one they start to light up the sky. She's a girl that it can be. Like birds of spring, her words all seem to sing.